ברוך אתה אדינו אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. המקנה לאשתוי על ידי אנשים הרבה. So we learned last week that if the Mishnah L'chaira is talking about a case where a man gave his wife many kinuyim, he told her, don't be sorry with this person, with that person. That's how you learn the Mishnah simply. So the halacha is, or a metzorish and isnagin agorim harbe, and hevi tziporim v'nisnagali olulay ad sheyovi chatos. The simple reading of the Mishnah means until he brings his chatos, he continues, he only has to bring one carbon at the end. And the Gemara will make an adjustment. Rabbi Yehuda Imachi Ovi Hashomai. Says the Gemara, no one. How do we know that by a soita, you only have to bring one carbon? Because it says, Dichsiv zois toira saknois, toiro achas lekinuyim harbe. One toira for many kinuyim. Okay. So we went through a lot of issues last week. I'm just going to tie it into the end of the sugi as well. So we'll just read till the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Metzora shenisnaga nigorim harbe. How do we know that he only brings one carbon? Because it says, Zois toiras hametzora. Toira achas lemetzoroim harbe. For many nigorim, you could bring one carbon. Hevi tzipoirim b'nisnaga loy olu loy ad sheyovi chatos rabbi yudam ad sheyovi ha-shamoy. Says the one, what do you mean loy olu? We said one carbon on many negoyim. For amrit ein mevi el carbon ev. Only one carbon. So what does it mean loy olu? The word loy olu sounds like you're not yoytze. Says the Gemara echsurim echsurim v'ochi ketoni. The Mishnah is talking about a secondary din. The halacha is that the korbanos of a metzora is a carbon oylu v'yoyret. Right, so even though he's chayiv three karbonos, an oshem, a chatos, and oshem, an oil, and a chatos, so even though he's chayiv those karbonos, the halacha is that there's supposed to be three kvasim, but it could turn into an oil of a yoyret, in which two of them could bring a carbon oil of a yoyret, an oif. So the end of the Mishnah is talking about when do we dictate whether this person is an oni or an osher as far as a qualification to bring an oif rather than a keves. And on that, the Mishnah is saying as follows. Period. Now here Rashi says a very big chiddush. A person only brings one carbon. So the way Rashi understands that, it means chad saras arichta. If you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, Chad saras arichtihi, v'amai mechayvilei la'asuyei tzipoirim akol nega v'nega. This is really a fascinating Rashi. Really fascinating, because Rashi seems to learn our Mishnah. See, simply, we have to understand that there are two sets of karbonos that are being brought when a mitzvah is becoming tohar. One is the beginning of the process of Tahara, and one is the conclusion of the Tahara. The beginning of the process of Tahara, you start with the two birds. One gets shechted, and one gets sent away. That's the beginning of the process. The conclusion of the Kapara is those three Karbonos, the three Kvasim. Those are the Karbonos that are Oil of Yeret. The Tziporim at the beginning are not Oil of Yeret, they're Tziporim. And those are part of that's the beginning of the Tahara process. Simply, when we read our Mishnah, what happened was the Metzora began his Tahara process, 7 days, the Tzipurim, and then before he got a chance to bring the second set of Korbanos, which are the Korbanos Oil of Yeret, he got another Nega. So now he doesn't have to bring two sets of karbanos. Simply, you would learn, he has to wait for the second neged to go away, then bring tzipporim, because the tzipporim he brought definitely can't work on the forward. They can only work retroactively. A korban can only work backwards. It can't project forward. So simply, when we read our Mishnah, all the Mishnah was saying was that if you have the two tzipporim that were brought, that doesn't yet make a conclusion to the Tahara process, and therefore, if he gets another nega now, he doesn't have to go and metire himself from nega A with one set of karbonos and metire himself with nega B with a second set of karbonos. Rather, he'll wait for this second nega to go away, bring another set of tzipurim. That he's got to do because can't count the tzipurim I brought before I got the second. Technically, these tzipurim were brought before he got the second nega. And now, he brings one set of karbonos at the end to be mitzi both negoyim. But Rashi changes the whole story on us. Rashi seems to be saying he doesn't have to bring new birds. He doesn't have to bring new birds even. What does that mean? The first birds that I brought, they were brought before the second nega surfaced. For the first nega, to begin the process of the tahara of the first nega. What would be if a mitzvah before he became a mitzvah brought birds? Huh? It's irrelevant. Because the birds have to connect to the nega. Part of the process of the tahara. You could bring 1,000 birds. If you bring 1,000 birds before you get a nega, those birds are nothing. It's a bird store. There's no shaykhis. So he, l'chayim, what the person had was he had nega one. And then he brought the birds to remove the tumah. And before he got a chance to bring the karbonos, to be metayer himself, from nega A, he developed nega B. Now those birds that he brought already can in no way represent a conclusion of nega B, which he didn't even have yet. Right? So l'chora, how are we learning our Mishnah? We weren't even talking about those tzipporim. Those tzipporim are the feta complete. You can't use them for nega that you get later. What the Mishnah L'chayr was saying was that the karbonis that you bring in a conclusion, you don't have to bring new ones. Those karbonis you could put on hold, right? Count another, finish this nega off, bring tzipurim, and now you're back to step one. Now the karbonis will go on both. That makes sense. But Rashi changes the whole game. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, for Amrit, and he may be a korban echad al megor ma'arbe al mechatzor asare arichtehi. V'amay mechay v'slei la'asuyei tzipurim akol nega v'nega. Rashi says, why in the world are you obligating him to bring new birds? He shouldn't have to bring new birds for each nega. What do you mean he shouldn't have to bring new birds? The birds are stuck. The birds were already brought. I mean, what would be if the guy brought already the chatas and the osham? Would you say, oh, now it's okay, he's yoitzed? Of course not. We can only look backwards. We can't look ahead with a korban. No korban can work forward. It can only work in retrospect. And if it could only work in retrospect, so what's Rashi saying? This is not my kasha. Doch l'ner. Doch l'ner in our sugi says it's a plea on Rashi. He says he doesn't know where Rashi's coming from. Doch l'ner says as follows. Pirush Rashi. The kivon shemevi kol benecha al megom ha'be ha'ma chatzor sarachti v'amai mechayv yisrael asu yitziporim ha'kol nega nega. Mashmois ha'dvorim, says the Oroch L'Ner, the mashmois is, shekushes ha'gemore, shekivon shekol benecha ro'ilu l'kama negoim, av tziporim echad ma'ilum l'kama negoim. U'mashmois ha'dvorim, from Rashi is mashma, sha'afilu hevi tziporim, v'achar kachosa v'nisnaga, roi, שיהפותו מציפורים על נגע השני. מכיוון שכבר הביא על הראשון, V'hadvorim matmim ad ma'oid. It's a pella ad ma'oid, he says. Hey, chitochen sheyal eloy avas tzipoirim shehevi l'choyvas nega harishoin l'nega asheni sheoid loy nisnaga. Didn't even happen yet. It's a mamish a pella, Rashi. So I saw a very big doichik teretz brought down years ago in the Sefer Tzemach David. He wants to say that we're talking about a case here where the second nega was here already. It just wasn't established. The Kohen didn't say anything. And that, number one, the doichik is self-evident that there's no word about that here. Number two, even if the second nega would be here, it's commander lesner. Till the Kohen says the word tomei, it doesn't exist. It's not here. And that is a famous marsham in the Das Torah in Hilchos Treifes. The marsham says a gevalde gevot. He asks a question. The Gemara in Ksubis, it's really a Mishnah in the Goyim. What does a Kohen do with a Safek Nega? Machloikis Tanoim, is a Safek Nega Tomei or is a Safek Nega Tor? So Tosfos in Ksubis says, doesn't make sense that we're talking about a Safek Nega, because Safek Nega, the guy has a Cheskes Kashrus. Why in the world would you make a guy Tomei? He has a Cheskes Kashrus. So Tosfos therefore says, we're talking about a guy who's Tomei for something else. So he already doesn't have a Cheskes Tahara. Now we have a Shaila, should we make this Nega Tomei or Tor? Then it passes a Machlekes. But if the guy had no Tumah before, so the Masham is a Pashtakash. That this Tosfos contradicts himself. Because Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Chav Beis talks about the classic Sofik in Shas, Sofik Get, Sofik Kedushin. The Gemara Sofik Get, you threw a Get, you don't know if it's Karev Loi, Sofik. So Aloch is Sofik Megureshes. So Tosfos asks a generic question on all these cases in Shas. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Cheskes Eishes Ish. Every woman has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. She's married. Every married woman. Cheskes Eishes Ish. Now you have a Sofik. If the get worked. So she should be a vada yeshes ish. Why is she? The Gemara says, Megureshes, Fein, and Megureshes. What do you mean? She has a cheskes yeshes ish. Same kashi you could ask by Kiddush. Right? The Ran talks about this in Mesechus Kiddush. So Tosfos in Ksuba says that when you throw a get, that makes a reyesa already in the cheskes yeshes ish. You're right, if there was no get, we didn't see a get. But the fact that a get was thrown to the woman, a kosher get was written, and you have a bow, and you have an isha, and he's throwing her a get, that creates a blemish in the cheskes eishes ish, and therefore you don't go by it anymore. Ask the Yavetz, so why is Tosfos asking us on a Sofik Nega? Say the same thing. We see a Nega, now we have a Sofik if the white hair came before, or the white hair came later. What do you mean? Reyesa! You yourself told me on Daf Chav Beis that if there's a Reyes and a Cheskes Kashrus, it's over. So the Marsham says a great idea. He says a Reyes can only be something which possibly has already happened. So you have a get, you have a woman, she's a Eishes Ish. Now a get was thrown. Possibly, very possibly, she's divorced. So there's a existing doubt whether she is still an Eishes Ish. So then we say, well, the Chazak already has been blemished. He says, a Nega, till the Kohen says the word Tomei, he's Toho. There's no such thing as a Reyesa. He has a skin. So what? That definitely didn't make him Tomei yet. Even if it's potential to be Tomei, till the Kohen says the words. So therefore, he doesn't even have a Reyesa in his Cheskista. That's why Tosfos said it has to be you have a tumor from somewhere else. Because we can't use this against you. Because till the Kohen says the words Tomei, is zero. It's a gevalde gevot. That clearly removes the Tzemach David's ability to say that over here, since the Nega was here, so it's Kilo the Nega. Till the Kohen says Tomei, there's nothing here. Exactly, but I am talking about the second Nega. The second Nega needs the same declaration that the first Nega needed. There's no machlokes about that. The second Nega needs another declaration. And that's, it hasn't been made yet. So even if you're going to make a doichik, that we're talking about a guy, he's sitting in Beis HaMikdash, we already see the nega, just a coin, doesn't help me. So it's saya doichik in putting it into the Gemara, and it's saya doichik in Svarah, it doesn't work. So either way, it doesn't, that's a big problem. So anyway, the Gemara now says what the Mishnah means, so it seems that the Gemara is telling us here that there's only one set of birds. The way Rashi is learning. The way Rashi is learning, there's one set of birds. Even though you already brought the birds on the first nega, those birds are still pumping. Very shver, but it's something we're going to have to explain. Anyway, so the Gemara now says, so what does the Mishnah mean? Hey, maybe the Gemara means like, and now that this is the Kesuri Mechsev Ochikitoni. Hey, Vitzipon Vinis Naga, maybe I'll call Benachad, and the way Rashi is learning, he doesn't even have to bring new birds. Ulak Vuye Banius Bashirus, but to decide whether the Karbonos of the Kvosim, the two of the three Karbonos should be Oil of the Yeret or not, Loi Mikvah Atsheyovi Chatas. Once he brings the Chatas, that's the decision. Rabbi Yudah says Atsheyovi Hashomai. Okay, Malikmo just brings the Limudim. Tanan Asa Matzor Shevi Hashomai Veheshir. If he was poor and he became rich, Hakoloi Chalacha Chatas the Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yudah Oimer Hakoloi Lachacha Oshom. Tanya Rabbi Lebe Yaakov Oimer Hakoloi Lachacha Tzipurim. The Tzipurim dictate your status. They all dash in one posik, Asheloitasig Yodo Betoroso, Rev Shimon Sover Machaproi, Rev Yudadova Machshiroi, and Rev Elezer holds even the Dover Hagoyrim Loitara, the thing that begins the Tahara process, which, as we explained, those are the first birds, the original birds. It might need a part. But I'll go upon him. The way that Rashi learns the Sugya here is that you never have to bring new birds. The birds that you brought for the first Saras don't have to be rebrought again, and we have this significant issue of the Aruch Lener here, that L'chore, that doesn't make all that much sense. Okay. Now I'll go back to what we were struggling last week with. So last week we had several issues in trying to understand this Mishnah. We had different models how to learn the Mishnah, right? We had the Poshat model. The Poshat model to learn the Mishnah the way simply is mashma for most of the Rishonim, L'chaira, is that a man went to his wife, he was Makana her, and he told her not to be with this person, and she was Miyachad with him. Then he told her not to be with that person, and he was Miyachad with that person, and V'chohena V'chohena, 10 different people. And the Chiddush is that she only brings one Karb for all those 10 people. That's one model. And that we learn out of the Pasuk, that the Gemara brings those teres haknois. We learn it from that pasuk teres achas l'mitzvah ha'avi. That's model number one, how we have to learn the Mishnah. That model has a major problem, which is that l'chora, the rule is that a woman is not, number one, the rule is a woman is not choyzer v'shoyse. A woman doesn't drink twice. And that if you look on the bottom, in the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom over here, below Rashi, the little Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tema, the Besoit Aminu L'Rabbono Ne'ini Sheshoyse V'Sheina. L'Rabbi Yehuda B'Yishechot U'Shneboy L'Mein Sheina. V'Kima De'in Sheina L'Mai Yitzlich. L'Mai Yisiyo L'Kom Anef. Of course you only bring one Kom. That's one Pella Tosfos says. Of course you only bring one Kom. Right, that's Tosfos Kasha. Now, besides the Tosfos Kasha, we brought down a kasha from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Dibros Moshe. This is in the Shiurim, in Bava Kama. And Rabbi Moshe says clearly that the Mishnah is talking about a case that we just said. Mishnah is talking about you, Makana, from A, B, C, D. And Rabbi Moshe says, I don't understand the whole thing. What's it even again? The halacha is that the water is baidek also on the future. So why in the world would the woman have to drink twice? That's what Moshe's problem. Moshe says, Shalachoyer bezele shayach klal inyan chiluk. Sha'arei korban soite einoi bo lekaporo. Korban soite doesn't come for kaporo. Elo levarer ha'ovein. The whole purpose of a korban soite is to be mevarer the ovein. to clarify whether she did a chet. Ask Rav Moshe if that's the case. We have our clarification. Once she drinks once, that clarifies whatever she did. Omi meyish zeh, omi meyish acha. It's done. It's done. So what's the problem? Says Rav Moshe, highly illogical. It's highly illogical that we should say that because he was mekana her from the second guy, so now it's worse. In other words, if he was mekana her from just Reuven, right, and she was mezana with Shimon, then the water will take care of her. Right? But the fact that he was mekana her from Shimon too, now the water won't work with Shimon. Tosfos says that's highly illogical. Rav Moshe says, highly illogical to say that it should get, the water should get weakened. That's what basically you're going to tell me. The water now loses its power from verifying the second guy because you gave a kinui from the second guy. Highly illogical. So even though Rav Moshe finds it highly illogical, which he says, Mistadel Shaloi Gora, says Rav Moshe. It's logical that it doesn't get worse by the fact me'acha shekino lo, that the fact that you were mekaner befegush sheloyei lamayim doesn't make sense. But then Reb Moshe sort of reverts back to that possibility. And Reb Moshe says, maybe you could say that since the only reason why the water checks her is because of Gilgul Shvuah. In fact, that's where we learn out Gilgul Shvuah. What does Gilgul Shvuah mean? It means you take an obligation and you use it, you use a Chiyuv Shvuah to be Megalgal where there's no Chiyuv Shvuah. Right? V'zoikikim ha'nachosim she'ein lo'em ha'chayis, se'nachosim she'yesh lo'em ha'chayis nishov aleh. The Gemara says you can even make the guy swear that he's not your Eved anymore, even though it's not even a claim. So Moshe says, b'derech efshet. It could be, it is a Mordechai Kachidish, which you don't find in any of the Rishonim. It could be that when can you make a Gilgul Shvuah? Only if there's no Mokum to make an Iker Shvuah. So since I made Kinui from A, and I made a separate Kinui from B, right? So now I have the potential now to give B a regular Shvuah, without a Gilgul Shvuah. When Reuven brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, because he's Makana her from A, so now he can make Gilgul Shvuah on all the men of the world. Because all those men have no potentiality to have a real Shvuah, so you make a Gilgul Shvuah. But maybe if you have an ability to make an Ikir Shvuah, then also you can't make a Gilgul Shvuah. That's a Mayodik Yechidish. It's tremendous. He himself concedes it's a Mayodik Yechidish. He says, Ulai, you could say, Kivon Shudavka Begilgul Shvuah, Efshar, the Biyochol Lahashbiya Mamish, where you could make a real Shvuah, Agamalacha Mishim Shikinilo, Loyoyo Mashi Yashbiel of Begilgul, Alotzorich Lahashbiel of Mamish, Mitzarastira. Oh, so now, once you say you have to make a real Shvuah and a whole new thing, maybe you should have to also give her a separate drink and a separate carbon. Come on, Shvuah, that is Ramesh is saying. And I have to say, as Rav Moshe himself is saying, I'm not adding it, it's a very big doichik. It's a very big doichik to say that a woman who already has a kinu stira with a second person, that now it's harder to make a Gilgul Shvuah on her than it would be, I'm making Gilgul Shvuah. That's Gilgul. That is Gilgul Shvuah, my entire friend. Omein is a Gilgul Shvuah. That is Gilgul Shvuah. You just said it. So Moshe is saying that maybe Omein only works where I can't make the Ikir Shvuah on the second person. Since there was a Kinyan of the second person. Which means I have a potential to make a real Shvuah. So maybe I can't make a Gilgul Shvuah. Like Moshe himself says, it's a very big doich. It's an efshe loymar b'doich. Because he starts off saying it's not mestavla. Machmas choymer hanoi. I mean, the kasha is marafei sigra. It's mamish marafei sigra. What's going on in this Mishnah?
It's mamish machafis idra. So Moshe is saying, efshir machmas choy merakusha, we could say that when you have the ability to make a real shvua, you can't make a gilgul shvua. Logic is the opposite. Logic is, if I could be megalgul shvua on somebody that has no shaykhis, kol shekein, the kol shekein, I could be megalgul shvua where they're already identified. It's kimat unacceptable, such a svar. Kimat unacceptable. But Rav Moshe says it's a possibility, so it's we can be megalgal and rely on Rav Moshe that this such a svar could be acceptable. But I'm only accepting it as a gilgul from Rav Moshe. Without Rav Moshe, I wouldn't even accept this svar b'chlal. A possible svar. The kini is not pagan. The kini only has the Gemara says in Sotah makes a raglayim l'dava. All the kini does is just adds more questions and doubts and stud them to say that she's told me. So why shouldn't that be? This is something that Chazal should tell us elsewhere, that whenever you make a gilgul shvur, you can only make it on somebody you don't have a potential to be mechayiv them a regular shvur. You know, anytime you have an eid echad, you shouldn't be able to make gilgul shvur, because I can make an eid echad mechayiv a real shvur. That's something that should be said beferish somewhere. That in every gilgul shvur that we know of, right, except for karka, maskim, karka ain't nishborn ala karkois. So there, the only way to do it is with a gilgul shvur. I understand. But any other gilgul shvur, if there's a potential of an eid echad, according to Moshe Sfarah, if there's a potential of an eid echad can make a real shvur, not a gilgul shvur, a real one, then you won't be able to use Gilgul because you have a potential of a real one. That is too big of a chiddush that it should have to say somewhere, such a thing. Somewhere in this Gemara, in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, somewhere, epis. So it's a davar nifla. It's really a davar nifla. What I find amazing is that there's very little discussion on this sugya. Anyway, it's not just not discussed. It's a plea nifla. Rav Moshe Agav Urcha brings it in a shir in Bava Kama. This is like an undiscussed sugi, which I think is tremendously difficult. Now, Rav Moshe starts off by saying that Avada, the Mishnah is not talking about, he went over to a woman and Makana her from a bunch of men. That, for sure, we're not talking about, Rav Moshe says. That's how he starts his whole piece. He says, Upashat, she'ein ha-kavono, she'kino lo she'lo yitister ha-manoshim ha'obe. That's Pashat, Rav Moshe says. That's poshet. It's an emal daber. V'leishayach klal zeh l'nidon didon. That's what Moshe says. But I will tell you, as we said last week, that the Kesef Mishnah does learn that way. I was always mishtoimim that Rav Moshe doesn't even say, by the way, the Kesef Mishnah does learn like this thing that I'm telling you is poshet. Not like that. Because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph and Uchasoyti, it could be mekana for many men. In one shot. The Rambam says even her brother and her father. And the Rambam there writes that there's still a din of kinui. And the Kesef Mishnah over there on that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says that the mokah of the Rambam is our Mishnah. Is our sugya. So that means Kesef Mishnah is learning that our Mishnah is including that Rambam. Okay, that's how he's learning. So, the problem we have with the Rambam is many, many problems. And we mentioned some of them last week. And but according to the way that Rambam learns, then the Mishnah is telling me, according to the Kesef Mishnah, anyway, explanation, then the Mishnah here is telling us a whole new Chiddush. That if you're Makane, for many men, so there's still a din of Satan. Okay. Now, even though the Mishnah doesn't really say that, the Mishnah says that she brings one carbon. Right? This is all a hemshech of the last mission. Elu mevin carbon echad al averus habek. And this is somebody who's so that, the Rambam, the problem is it's a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. But really, the problem is, number one, it's too big of a chiddush to swallow. As we said, l'choyre, there's no yichud, number one. Number two, the Gemara learns out Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochet from Seita, where there's only the boil and the nivellas. And according to the Rambam, there's many, many. There could be many, many. The Rambam talks about Avi of Acher, but according to the Rambam, it could be Afilu Meir. Especially the Yerushalmi. The Rambam, by the way, is not in isolation. The real mocker of the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Saita, says that a person could be mekana from a woman, tell her not to go into a Beis HaKnesses. All the people in the shul. Don't go into the Beis HaKnesses. Right? The Rambam is based on that Yerushalmi. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah upgrades the Rambam to a Mishnah, but there's Yerushalmi beferish. Machloikas amoroyim. The Rambam holds that you can be mekana even from many men. So the problem we had was, it's not yichud. Problem we had was, why do we learn how sofik tumah b'shusayachat sfeke tome from Saita? That only applies if there's two people, but once there's three, it's a Rishus HaRabim. That's the Mishnah Melech's kash. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, you could have Saita even with three, four, five, six. So what's going on? Doesn't drive to learn like that. Another problem we discuss is that we know that if you have an aid, or at least aidin, then the water doesn't check her. The Gemara says in Saita Davov that even if there's aidin b'medina sayam that we don't know about, the halach is the water is not boidik. The water doesn't check her. So here, l'chari, you have Adam in the room. Or kosher. Because they, l'chari, had no Isser Yichud. They were allowed to be there. So l'chari, they're Adam. The woman wasn't allowed to be there, as we explained by Riches last week. But the husband, the men were allowed to be there. So those other men, l'chari, are Adam. So you have Adam, the water shouldn't be Baidik. This is also asked by the Achronim. That l'chari, the Mayim shouldn't work b'chlal. It's another kasha. There's many, many kashas on the Rambam. For Al Kulona, which we didn't discuss last week, is that the Chiddush, l'chayr, according to all the other Rishonim who learned the Mishnah the way we explained, we don't understand b'chlal, why in the world would we think she drinks again? From one drinking and finished. According to the Rambam, it's such a big Chiddush, we don't even understand it. It's too big. According to the other Rishonim, the Chiddush is too small. We don't know what the Chiddush is b'chlal. According to the Rambam, the Chiddush is so big, we don't know what to do with it. Besides, even if we would be able to swallow it, we could open up our mouths big enough to swallow this Chiddush and understand it. L'chore ikar chosom in a sefer in the Gemara. Because the Gemara should then learn, mainly we're trying to learn, that there is such a kini and stira. The Chiddush is not that it's one carbon. The Chiddush is, you follow what I'm saying? The Chiddush is not that it's one carbon. The Chiddush is that even though you told your wife not to be with 10 men, and she went into a room with 10 men or two or more, okay, the Rambam God only talks about two. But two is like 20, really. I mean, two is and the Yerushalmi God that says Meir. But the Yerushalmi where the Rambam gets his din from. But the point is, that's the main Chiddush. The main chiddush is that even if you have many men, there's still kinyan and stira. This has nothing to do with Maseches Saita, Maseches Krisis. This chiddush has nothing to do with Maseches Krisis. Maseches Krisis, come and tell you a carbon chiddush. Don't think you have to go and drink again, have another carbon mimesis. You don't have to do that. It's Elu Mevi'im Korban Echad, right? According to the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, it's a whopper of a chiddush. But besides for being a whopper of a chiddush, it has nothing to do with our sugya. Our sugya is talking about bringing the chiddush as one korban on many averis. You follow what I'm saying? According to the Rambam, the chiddush is, even though there's many men here, there's still a parsha soita. That's nothing to do with krisus bechlau, and even the Gemara's posuk. Minolon dechsiv zois toros hametzera tera achas lametzeroyim harbe. And you should know that the main reason why Reb Moshe Zatzal rejects learning our Mishnah like the Kesef Mishnah, which again, he doesn't quote the Kesef Mishnah, he just says, not shaykh to learn like that, is because it is kasha, I'm asking you now. Because if you look at Reb Moshe's Lashon, he says as follows, he says, it's poshut she'en ha'kavano shekino lo shalitiste manoshim harbe. You know why he says? He says,
He doesn't say because then there won't be a din of Saita. Because Rav Moshe also knew the Rambam. Rav Moshe also knew the Rambam in Hilchos Saita that you can make kinui for many men. Rav Moshe says as follows, he says, the imkain, he says, havi kino ustiro achas. Then it's one kini and stira, says Rav Moshe, and therefore the shayach klal sheyovi korban achas eshtei korbanos. So it's interesting. Rav Moshe's main reasons for rejecting learning our sugya, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, is not because of the massiveness of the chiddush, but because it doesn't fit here. Because the Rambam is just telling you a chiddush that you can make a kini and stira for many men. But now, once that kini and stira took place, it's one kini and stira, one carbon. It's not one carbon on many kini and stiras. It's one. The chiddush is that there is such an animal alive of a mass kini and stira. But once you swallow that, then you have one kini and stira. Why would you bring many kabbalas? It would be narishkeit. And that is why Rav Moshe rejects, without going into the intricacies of whether there could be such a kinyan stira, it can't be yichud, not yichud, b'shus ha'yichud. He doesn't get into the whole turbulence. Rav Moshe just says, and the emes is, Rav Moshe doch eisen gerecht. It has nothing to do with our sugya. L'chora has zero to do with our sugya. So there is a big chiddush brought down from the Maisha to Eloi. That the Maisha to Eloi, in one of its pieces, says a chiddush, he asks a question, nothing to do with our sugya, he asks that according to the Rambam, why do we call, that you can have kini stira with many men, so why do we call Saita Rishus HaYochid? The Mishnah's question. It's not Rishus HaYochid, it could be Rishus HaRabim. The Yerushalmi, it's almost like a... You know, it's humorous. You tell your wife, don't go into that shul. Right? So the Maishita said that when a woman has bia, the bia is mamish kimchol b'shloiferes. So you can't really see a maisha bia. Mamish to see the bia is kimat not mistavra, that you're going to see the bia itself. And that's actually why the Gemara says in Marcus, how the Tzilu Aeda, how certain Tanoim said that they'd be able to save the woman and man, is they would ask the Eidim, Hara'itim kimcho b'shreferes. Did you mamish see the bee itself? Right? And that's going to be almost impossible. So the Maishita said, so it could be that's why it's called the Shus HaYochid, because only the Boyal and the Elas know. They are the only ones that know what happened. So it's always a Rishus HaYochid. That's what Maishita wanted to be Mechadish. It's always a Rishus HaYochid. Because even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's like they are in their own little world. Because only they know the actual beer. Only they know. So there were another five people in the room. Big deal, another five people in the room. That's his time, the Maishita. Past Luyish Shehid has that time. The thing is that it's very Luyish. But in Pshat L'chor, it's very difficult. Because the halacha is that if two Eidim tell us that a man and woman were together kimin ofin, what appears to be a ma'isa bia, that works. Which means that that's called ria. That is called seeing a ma'isa bia. So how can you still call it a Rishus HaYochid? If al pi halacha, seeing this take place is considered seeing a beer, so that means it's seen. So you can't call it a Rishus HaYochid, because, well, they're the only ones that know. No, they're not the only ones. We all know. And how do we all know? Because we saw enough that the Torah says is called a Re'iyah of beer. Just like Rabbi Yehuda Hinkins, that's how held that when two men, when a man and woman live together, even without Kiddushin, it turns into Kiddushin Deraisa. So when you see a couple living together in a home together, that's kiilu, you see bia. So the whole world is eide kedushin. Tremendous chumrah. It's not a kula. It's a tremendous chumrah from Rabbi Eliyahu Henkin. Because according to him, all of the people that came
from second marriages, secular second marriages could be mamzerim. Because generally speaking, the secular couple did not, the first time around, didn't get a get. Which means that if we consider them living together as a marriage the first time around, second time around, it's eishes ish, shezinsa. It's a big problem. Reb Moshe completely disagrees. Reb Moshe holds that doesn't work for kedusha, and they're not considered married. That's Reb Moshe's psak. We are all samech on Reb Moshe. This is very negeya bismaneinu with the Baalei Tshuva. With this, first of all, divorce rate, as you all know, is well over 50%. Well over 50%. It's hard to understand why anybody would even get married today in the secular world. Really, you got a roiv. Noch the Galach, after the Galach says, till death do we part, right? There's no bigger bruch levatol than every Galach when he says that, right? So there's a rube de rube that's going to end up, why get married? I don't cop the whole with the marriage, the divorces, and alimony, and this. If anybody came to me, a secular person, for advice, I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea what you're doing. But anyway, whatever. Elamai, you want to have a sacred marriage that they zichah don't have. So it's konat tzoves latzma. I don't know I don't even understand the musag of somebody giving advice to a secular person to get married. Why? We're talking now in America, there's tremendous tumults about creating family value. How can you create family value if roiv end up in divorce? Why in the world somebody want to get married? The guy says, ach, narishkeit. Mamish narishkeit. So lemaisa, so most Baalei Tshuva today come from a divorced home. But that's the statistics. So if you go like Rabbi Yehoshua Henkin, you have to make sure that this Baal Tshuva, the first parent, if it was a mixed marriage, you don't have a problem. At least you may have a Yadus problem, but you don't have a Kedushin problem. Because if either husband or wife are not Jewish, the Kedushin's not Chal. So that's easy. That's why when I hear that the father was a goy, it's always, Baruch Hashem. Because at least the guy's Jewish and he's not a mamza. Right? The first marriage, you have no problem. But l'maisa l'aloche is we rely on Reb Moshe. L'aloche, we rely on Reb Moshe. That is not a marriage. And there's a lot of svaras like Reb Moshe. But not because hey, is not a good svara. Reb Henkin svara is a murder to the, they say Reb Henkin, even the end of his life, when he already was not coherent, this machloikas Reb Moshe was such, he would walk around, when he mumbled, he said, the Kedushin is like Kedushin. That was all he would say. His mind was already, but he was very stark about the Kedushin is a Kedushin. So Lamaisa, the halacha, Reb Moshe svara is a murder to svara, and that is that, even if you say, but there's no das Kedushin, they're living together. So what? They don't have das to make that beer into ishus. So Rabbi Yehoshua Henkin really is saying two chidushim. He's saying number one, ain't it yichon, ain't it beer. Number two, stop living together as a husband and wife. It's ki'ilu, there's das kedushim. There's no das, they're secular, they have no interest in kedushim, they have no interest in making it into kedushim. It's nothing. So that's why the svara, at least Bizman Hazeh, Zich is very much like a kids say, Eden Moise Bilas and Bilas Nus. They have no interest in Kiddush. They have no Shaykhs to Kiddush. When you have a religious person, you could say there's a Chazoko, Eden the Moise Bilas and Bilas Nus, the Gomar, Lashem Kiddushin, he wants it to be Kiddushin. And then you could say, Hein Eden the Yichud, Hein Eden the Beer. But you have to first get past step one that the guy wants a Kiddushin. If he doesn't want a Kiddushin, you have nothing to talk about. I'm going to get into this. Oh. Because the Maishatim, Kimchov Shoferes. So the Maisha, if we see two people together, that's living, Derech Bia, that's called seeing a Bia. So we're back to the problem, that's not a Shusayach. So I'm just saying the Maishat is Pshat. Okay. So the question is how we get around this issue, these issues. So basically, we're taking these two approaches, and we're going to try to explain the sugya, whether you learn like the case of Mishnah Rambam, which is that there was one Kenyan steer for many men, or you learn like the like the most of the Rishonim that learned there was several Kinyan Stiras, we're going to have to get some kind of a beer in this Inyan. So I want to share with you another interesting Shaila. What happens if a woman was a Saita? There was Kinyan, there was Stira, and then she drank, and everything worked out okay. Baruch Hashem, she didn't rupture. And that's it. She's Tohoyer Labayro. Mitamol Eirechot comes to Bezdin, and Eirechot says, I know that she was Tomei. So normally Eirechot on a sunny day, Eirechot walks in now and he says, this woman was Mizana. We throw him out. We say, Ein dover shebe'el v'pochesh mishnayim. It's not believed. But by Soita the halacha is, you have to kinyan v'stira, Eirechot is believed. So now we're in an interesting situation, because the woman already drank. Oh, that's the shayla. We're in this bind, because Be'etzem, the woman drank already. So she's not a Soita anymore. On the other hand, we could say, well, just like if there were two witnesses. There were two witnesses in Medina Sayyam, who came now. We would believe them and not the water. Why? Because the water doesn't even check. If there's two aid in that, no. So now we can arguably say that this aid is believed. By him telling us that he knows, he makes retroactively that the drinking didn't work. You follow? He makes that the drinking didn't work. So now she's back a Saita. So now we have a Saita who didn't yet drink, who Eirecha tells us is Tomei. So it sounds like she's not in good shape. Right? At first glance, you'd say she's in great shape. She drank, she's clean. Eirechot comes, we throw them out. Like we would normally do. A sunny day, throw the Eirechot out. Which is exactly what we would do if the Eirechot said she was Mizan in the last 2 weeks. That's what we would tell them. Goodbye, Charlie. Or if the Eirechot would tell us that she was Mizana 2 years ago, L'chaim was... But now he's telling us she was Mizana during the Kinyan Yestira with that guy. Which Eirechot for that would be believed. And now that he knows the water doesn't work. So he's telling us retroactively, basically, that the water didn't work, and I'm telling you she is Tomei. But the Rambam doesn't follow that route. He says, we throw the Eirechot home. The Rambam reads as follows. Peregimel Alocha Chav Gimel in Rambam. In bo Eirechot v'heid sho'isa Tomei. You don't have that in your packet. In bo Eirechot v'heid sho'isa Tomei. Ein asur. The teishev tachas bailo. She could stay with her husband with 120. Why? Sharei shosasa. She drank. She drank. Finished. She drank. Story's over. Case is closed. You can't open up the case again. Closed. She's tahar. She's isha ksheira. Everything's over. Asher zok to Rambam. Frak the Mishnah Malach. Right here on the spot in Perigimel, says the fast of Mishlo Melech, what do you mean? Kol sheyesh la'edim din sayam, yes, Yehuda's kasha. Kol sheyesh la'edim din sayam, ein amayim boikim oisa. Ho yalfin en zeis mikro dey deim bo. Ulechoyr en nichna ba'aykro, gam erechot. Vim kein im yesh la'ed bim din sayam, lo yivdeku amayim. Vlo yitahani ashko klal atiro. That's what he says. Fascinating. So that's what the Azay Zok the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech is bothered. What do you mean? Now we should retroactively reverse the status. She goes back. Comes with Chaim. Chaim Brisk in his Chidushim al Rambam, and he says like this. Zok Reb Chaim. Ein emonus le'erechot al znus teishis ish. Says Reb Chaim, number one, Eirechot is not believed. Ki arei ein dovol shebe'er v'pochas mishnayim. Rak nemonus le'erechot al yedei din soite. Shebo al yedei kinui v'stiro. Fascinating, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is saying as follows. He's saying, really, Eid Echad is not believed. He's never believed to say that a woman is Mizan. When a woman is currently in the status of a Saita, Eid Echad could impose a Din Tumah on this woman. Okay? Once that status is removed, he could never bring it back to her. Ein Dover Sheber Vapachas Mishnayim. 1A doesn't talk our language. Once the status was removed from this woman, in the mail of us licked in the Reb Chaim is that the idea of the Eid Echad doesn't change anything. Because the Eid Echad is not considered a idea. All he could do is, in a practical way, if he sticks his head into the puzzle, while she's a Saita, he could rock the boat. But if he didn't do that, if he didn't stick his head in then, never can he come back. He has to forever hold his peace, as Eidim Azot. Huh? No, the Chaglayim Ludov is a svara why the Torah believed him, Lagabi the Din Tumah by Saita. That's what Chaim Zayf do. But it's only in connection, in conjunction with the halacha. But Lamed of all svaras why the Torah believed him then in Parsha Soita Lagabi the Din Tumah. And you should know that the Ravid Kimat says this beferish, even when we do believe the Eid Echad. The Rambam comes and the Rambam writes here, right after the Rambam writes, Mekanel Ishtoi V'Nistaro. The Heir Eid Echad. That she's Tomei. For all your Bailukoyen. So the Rambam talks about whether the husband gets Malkus if he lives with her. So the Rambam says that you get Malkus. Why? Because she's Huchsakazain. Says the Ravid, the Ravid adjusts the Rambam. Says, no, the husband won't get Malkus for living with a Zayin. A Kohen's not allowed to live with a Zayin. There's a law. A Yisrael's allowed to live with a Zayin. Kohen is not allowed to live with a Zayin. Says the Ravid, no, you don't get Malkus for living with a Zayin. Listen to Ravid. He says, ain't I came. Says, that's not the pshat. You don't get Malkus for living with a Zayinah. The ain't I like him ishum Zayinah, ela mishum tume. Can you imagine? The Ravid goes and qualifies this point. No, we don't believe the Eid Echad that she's a Zayinah. We can only believe the Eid Echad while we're wearing our Saita hats. So anything that's in the parasha, so basically, what the Eid Echad does is he takes the Isser that's on the Saita and he laminates it that she doesn't drink. She became Tomei. Taka Raglayim Ludova Nistara, all the fancy stuff. Kinalova Nistara. But even with that, it only works within the borders of Saita, of Parsha Saita. Pshas Maisa. The Gemara doesn't talk about an Eid Echad. The Gemara doesn't talk about an Eid Echad at all. The Gemara says if there's Eid in B'medina Seyam. We made the assumption the Eid Einbo, who Adin if there's an Eid Echad. But according to Reb Chaim's Chiddush, the knowledge of the Eid Echad doesn't Ma'ilu Moir, it only works if he comes in then. His knowledge is not like knowledge of Eidim. Eidim, the pshat is the Eidim are Eidim, not Afka Pasha Seid. So they can now reverse and tell us that the water didn't work. The Eid Echad only has one opportunity. While she's in the status of Tumah Ksiv Bakarayis, at that moment the Eid Echad could come in, stick his nose into the pot. Once the book is closed, the Eid Echad doesn't talk our language. That's all. So that is what... Now... No, the Reb Chaim is actually using the Ravid to sustain his Chiddush, which is that there's a new Tumah Ksiv Bakarayis, it's in that. Okay, let's try to wrap this up because it's late. We'll just try to get... So now when we take this, this really is going to matarat all the kashas that we have, even though it's a little bit on the tzad. If you go through the sugya, this will really navigate everything. First of all, once we accept that there's a new thing called Tumah Ksiv Bakarayis, which means that the when we deal with a soiter, she is now osur because the husband made a kinui, and the husband made a stira, and she made a stira, followed with a stira, she's asur labayla. And eid echad comes, he could ask her forever when she's in that state. And as the Ravid and Reb Chaim are telling us, it's only in Pasha Saita that extends, which means Pasha Saita is outside of the realm of the regular Eishes Ish. It's outside of the regular box of the Eishes Ish that's Mezana. It's a new Pasha that's established by Saita when you make a Kini Yastira. Now she becomes a Saita. She's also out this new Pasha of Tumuxibo Karayas. Now, once we accept that, I believe everything becomes clear. Everything. First of all, the Rambam. The Rambam says now that box could be extended based on the Yerushalmi. The box could be, you know, a bigger box. He could do 10 men, two and more men he could put into that box. Right? And now, what the husband now is doing is he's extending Parsha Saita because it's all totally in Kepedes Habal, what the husband says. And the husband says, I don't want to be miyachad with three men. And now if you're miyachad with three men, she's also now as Parsha Soita because of these three men. Because she was miyachad with these three men, the husband told her not to miyachad. Ask the Mishnah Melech, but that's not a regular yichud. It's true it's not a regular yichud. But Parsha Soita is Parsha Bifnei Atzma. Parsha Soita is telling the husband. The husband creates what we call kini and stira. And now if you go against the husband, you don't need regular yichud. Because it's not the regular arayas. It's Parsha Saita. And Parsha Saita is its own box. It's a whole new box we're dealing with. The husband dictates the situation. And that's it. So now what do you say? Now, if that's the case, so when in fact the husband says that these five men can't be with you, right? So we were saying, okay, if it's all out the Parsha of Arayas, so these five men are doing really nothing wrong. And David was saying, well, maybe they are doing something wrong. I said, no, I knocked you down like a pfft. I banged you out. What do you mean? It's no yichud. What are they doing wrong? The Torah says, that's all good. If the din yichud is being dictated with the Parsha of Arayas, then I punched him out. But you're coming back up. David comes back to life. But now that we have Reb Chaim, and the Rambam is telling us there's a new parasha called Kini Yisteira that's telling Kepedes Habal, now you could possibly, potentially say, these men are not allowed to go with her in a room. Because the husband now created within the parasha of Saita a new kind of Kini Yisteira. It's really Chodem B'Chodem Etaretzta. Mishmoch is saying it's not yichud. The answer is, you're right, it's not yichud, but there's a new kind of, it's called stira. And stira goes within the parsha of, so now all of these five men are subjects of Parsha Saita. Memela answers the question of Rishus HaRabim, because all you really have is the metame and the woman. You don't have any other parties, because all the other parties are part of the stira. Once we accept, and this, the Beis Halevi says, it sounds like French, but now that we have this, everything is clear. The Beis Halevi says, all those men that are with the in the room, they don't count, they all count like one. It's still called the Rishus Hayacha. It's her and all of them. As I said, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, let me pick up the Beis Halevi. The imkinu zeh shel mi she'ene b'isur yichud al avi o yachel al habay anashim b'yachad chal al zeh din stiro yiseres ve'ein zeh reshus harabim ki kulom nasim me'etzem ha'sofek shel tuma. They don't count. They're all one. They're all part of the tuma. You have two subjects here. You have the boyalim. So our whole question was, we're going back to Evan Ezer. And we're opening up Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, we're going, this is not yichud. They're allowed to be there with her. It's kosher. The five men are fine. The Torah says they're not fine. Because once we say there's a new parasha called Saita, which has its own rules, and its own parasha of Stira, and its own parasha of Tuma, that's the critical aspect. It has its own parasha of Tuma that asks her uniquely within the framework of parasha Saita, so now that's a separate parasha. That's here. And therefore, these five men now are all taking the role of the Baal and the woman. It's still called the Rishosayach. Shusarabim means you have an added party outside of the box. You don't have an added party. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Now, what would be, so now that's clear too. Now, what would be, according to the Rambam, if he said, I don't want you to be Soyser with 10 men, and she's Miyachid with only one of them, not 10 of them. What would be the halacha? So let me get you an Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says, for a davar poshut, Avada shall become a Saita. Avada shall become a Saita. He says, Vadai, im osu sakini yustilo im echol mehem, Vaday Asura. The husband broadened within the framework of Tumak Sibba Karayas, he broadened the group. But Avada, each one of those is a potential, right? Each one of them is a potential, right? So now, so she's Miyachad with A, B, C, D, but it was all one Kinui. She was Mekana, all five men. And the husband now was Miyachad with A, the woman was Miyachad with A, B, C, D. It's all on one kinui that the husband did, but separate stiras. Each one was a separate stira. That's what the Kesef Mishnah means. That's the case here. She does have separate stiras, but Moshe's shrine, Chai V'Kayim, this can't be a case where the husband said, I'll tisteri him with 10 people, because that's one kinui and stira. No, it's not. It is one kinui. But the husband, but then the woman went, and she was miyachad with A, B, C, D. She was miyachad with them separately. So now she has a separate tumah ksiv b'karayis on A, B, C, D. Now you would think she needs a separate carbon, because there's a separate knois. Torah achas l'chol haknois. Now memela, this is not included in the parasha of Eina Isha choyze v'shoyse, because Eina choyze v'shoyse is where the husband made kinui one and kinui two, then we say, well, the whole second kinui doesn't make an effect. But here there was one kinui. There was one kinui from these five men. And now she had a separate stira. Each stira obligates her to drink again. Now that's the chiddush of our sugya. One stira patters all of that. You would think not. Why would you think not? Because since there's a separate kinui and stira from each one, and now let's answer the other question. We asked the kasha, Tosis kasha. And the kasha we asked, what do you mean? I thought the water is baidiker. Right? The water is baidik from two things. The water, number one, gets rid of the parasha of Saita, Tumaksiba Karayas of Saita. It closes that book. Right? Number two, It closes the book that this woman will be mezana in the future, not in the parasha of Saita. Regular Gilui Arayos, right? That's what this does. Those are the two things that it does. Right? That's very poshut. But the water doesn't close the book on other parashiyos of Tuma. The water works in two fronts. It closes the book of Saita, because this woman is a Saita. So we need to close that book. She's also about Saita. And then, in case there's going to be any other Suffolk in the future that she's Mizana, this water will act as a testimony that she wasn't Mizana. But this water doesn't close the book on other parshiyos of Tumah. Because those are parshiyos of Saita, where she becomes also Alzkini and Stira. And the only way for her to become Torah from that is to have another shtir. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the way to clarify it is the best is to understand there were two parashas. Till now, it was all one shalt. Eish is ish is insa. Right? So we're only wearing one hat. Was the woman mezana? Was she not mezana? That's all. Going with that approach, we had many problems. The whole sugya didn't make sense. The yichud didn't make sense because normally yichud of znus is only with two people, with man and woman, not with many men. We had all the problems that we had. But then we came to this new chiddush, which is that parsha soit is a new parsha where the husband goes and he asks his wife, al tumu ksivba karayas, he asks al soit, it's telling kpeda sabal, now she becomes us. Even if he makes such a yichud, that al pidin, we don't even hold it with a beer, like her father and brother. There's no chash beer. She still becomes us, the Rambam says. Right? Tumu ksivba karayas, until she drinks. The fact that the water not only closes the book for now, but also takes care of possible potential future infractions, those are only infractions of znus. But if she's going to become usher later, there's only one way to get out of that hole, and that is by drinking. This water is not taking care of a future soita issue. Because a soita is us isra on its own. Outside of the realm of znus. And therefore, the water doesn't work in that sense. So in our sugya, where the woman now is usher for two tumas, she has a tumah from here and a tumah from there, it's not enough for us to say, well, this water will clarify whether she was mezana. Because now she's also outside the for the second being. And that also explains why there's a whole machloikis in Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda, if a woman drinks again, doesn't drink again. What do you mean? She's already checked. She's only checked for traditional znus. I know it's strange to call that together, traditional znus, but that's all she's checked for. It doesn't check her for saita. Saita is a parasha on its own. And that's what's happening here. What happened here is in one shot, you gave her a kinui from 10 men, and she herself created separate steers. Each one is machayev, a separate drinking, to get out of that hole that she's in. Comes the Torah, and the Torah says, Zois Torah saknois. Torah achas l'chol aknois. That the Torah had to be machadosh. The Torah wouldn't have been machadosh. We would know that. That works according to all the Rishonim. The Rambam works in all the Rishonim, this approach. What? That we can't do this week. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so next week we have a long sugya. We're going to be going all the way to the next Mishnah. So that is on Yudam and Beis from our Mishnah. A lot of it is going to be familiar. It's about a Yoledis. And I'm just going to give you the basic Marmakonis that I want you to look up. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechusa Kippurim, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, okay, and the Rivet on that Rambam in Perek Hey, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, and the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, and one other Rambam, let me just pull this up for you. The Rambam I have here. And Halacha Ches. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Mechusa Kippur. Okay. How are you doing?
I was just thinking that this is, in a certain sense,